98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, delighted to welcome Marco Benevento. Apparently, it's been a hot minute since we last spoke, and Marco is going to be playing this Friday night as part of the Maverick Concert Series with special guest Dave Drywitz. Marco, how's it going? How are you?
It's going great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How's your summer? It feels like it's winding down.
Right. It's a little bittersweet, right? But it's nice to know that the leaves are going to be changing soon, and we're going to head in the fall. But
yeah,
all of a sudden the summer just flies by. We had our festival this year at Griffin House in the beginning of the beginning of the summer, towards like the end of June.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened between then and now, but all of a sudden summer's over.
Did you do? Was that Follow the Arrow? That was at Griffin House this year.
Yeah, we did Follow the Arrow at Griffin House. It was our fifth year. We had Budos Band.
Awesome.
And we had Tortoise and L. Michael's Affair did a DJ set. We had all sorts of fun bands. It was so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. So have you been keeping it pretty local? You haven't been touring around this year?
I do a lot of family stuff. So hanging out with the Beneventos down the Jersey Shore and hanging out with Katie's family in California. Playing a lot of J-Rad shows all across the country. We did a bunch of shows out west, and we just did Colorado, just pretty much that.
Yeah, so keeping busy, and now bringing us a hometown show this Friday night, basically.
Yeah, Dave and I played there last year for the first time. Actually, yeah, it was the first time I'd ever played there, and just instantly fell in love with that venue. I don't know if you've been to Maverick, but I have not.
So, please tell me about it.
It's so vibey and special. It's like a seasonal venue, you know, that's open, you know, from like April to the end of September or something, because there's, you know, it's kind of indoor-outdoor kind of spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been around forever. Like, they normally have a lot of jazz and a lot of classical music. I know that John Cage debuted one of his pieces there in like the 50s. Like, it's been around for a long time. And it looks like just a bunch of like tree branches and, you know, trees and sticks all like coming together to make like an amphitheater.
Yeah,
it's just, like, a very like woodsy space, like almost half church, half cool woodsy venue.
Like,
and it's
Lord of the Rings elf piano. Vibes,
totally.
Right? Yeah,
yeah, exactly. They have a beautiful piano, and the acoustics are amazing in there. And Dave and I had such a fun time playing there last year. We're doing it again, and we do like some jazz stuff, some originals. We have some special guests. We're gonna have Simi Stone and Chris Maxwell come up, and who knows, really. I'm just sort of putting the bat signal out right now to some friends who might be around.
Yeah, that sounds like kind of loose and like a really special thing to be able to witness. Like, you know, kind of one of those, like, you know, don't really know what's going to happen type of shows.
Yeah, and Dave's playing upright. He also plays electric, but it's, you know, it's mainly an acoustic thing. I mean, it's still adventurous and upbeat and fun, even though it's an intimate sort of space. I've been playing with Dave for so long, we just know so many songs, that anytime we get together and do little duo gigs like this, it's just like, oh, remember that one? Like, why don't we do that one? We used to do that one back in the day. Like, we used to tour together a lot. We still tour together with J-Rad. He's really, he's a gem. He's great. So he's been coming up to Woodstock and playing all sorts of local gigs with me over the last couple of years. You know, he's showed up at the Pines here and there, and he's playing down at Full Circle at my cousin's spot in Gardner. He comes up here often, and he's played at the Bearsville Theater with me a handful of times. Anyway, great dude, great bass player. Very excited for the gig on Friday. And, yeah, there will be lots of special guests. So
yeah, I mean, it's so we've got, you know, this unique kind of like free-flowing lineup. We've got you, you know, playing maybe like a slightly different set than your normal solo Marco Benevento set. We've got this venue that looks like, you know, Lothlorien. We've got beautiful September weather. I think Friday is supposed to be like a gorgeous, gorgeous day going into like a nice, cool, crisp evening. This is going to be heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last year it was really special. They also have like a really nice green room. The people that work there are really nice. And very hospitable, and there's a good sound guy and just good little sound system if you need it, and it's super dialed. And yeah, it's an early show, you know, being that it's, you know, dependent on the weather and stuff. It will probably get cool towards the end of the night, but
yeah, bring a sweater.
Yeah, exactly. But we'll do two sets, and probably bring up a bunch of guests for that second set, and you know, take it from there. And hopefully, we'll do it again next year. Really beautiful venue, you know, right down the street from my house. So
yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, that's Maverick Concerts, maverickconcerts.org for tickets and info. Marco Benevento this Friday with very special guest Dave Drywitz. Marco, we're going to see you there. We're going to be parking the KZE camper and doing a little live broadcast. So we can't wait to be there.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll see you. See you Friday.